Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk what you want to talk about. We've been talking about Tom Hanks all week. He's awesome, and he's amazing, and everybody loves him. And that's what makes today's show real hard. So I was talking numerous times about how everybody loves him and he has all these wonderful movies. And somebody asked me what my least favorite or like worst Tom Hanks movie was. Least favorite, I can't. Oh, it's going to coincide with the worst one. So we're going to break my heart a little bit today and talk about some bad Tom Hanks. I know the go-to answer here is probably Cloud Atlas from the Wachowskis, and it's just a bit of a mess of a movie. It's, you know, takes place over numerous different time periods, and you have all these characters playing multiple roles. Sometimes they're the main character, sometimes they're not. I mean, you have like Jim Sturgess, Ben Whishaw, Halle Berry, Tom Hanks, Hugh Grant, Hugo Weaving, Susan Sarandon, Keith David, James Darcy, all these crazy people. And I mean, I don't mean crazy like in a bad way, like they're all phenomenal and awesome. But the movie is just super, yeah. Based on Cloud Atlas by David Mitchell, it's not there. Like, it's, some people said it was the best, some people said it's the worst, and I mean, I gotta lean toward the worst side of it. It's a beautiful train wreck, if there is such a thing, so that's why I didn't want to go that route, because, you know, when you think of the worst movie, well, that just kind of had a formula in for disaster, and nothing really clicked with it, but if you look at another movie that has an amazing pedigree and from all sorts of proven people, I mean, nothing against Wachowskis, but they're hit or miss sometimes, Speed Racer. So, you know, I totally understand. And the movie I'm talking about is Road to Perdition. It's based on the graphic novel of the same name, directed by Sam Mendes, who did American Beauty and Skyfall, Inspector, you know, phenomenal director. You also have the Xanax producing. Tom Hanks is with Paul Newman, Jude Law, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Stanley Tucci, and Daniel Craig. Thomas Newman on the soundtrack. Like, this movie should be amazing. And personally, it kind of fell flat for me. And part of that, you know, whereas Cloud Atlas, you kind of know what you're getting into. You know, you see, you watch a trailer for Cloud Atlas and watch a trailer for Road to Perdition, and you're going to be in two completely different mindsets. With Cloud Atlas, it's like, okay, well, let's see what happens. Okay, I don't know what's going on. But with Road to Perdition, you're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be dark, gritty, amazing, gangster-style movie. And it is. But from the first time I saw this movie, I had a problem with it because the ending is the exact opposite of what happened in the comics. Spoilers, I guess, in effect. But they go through and in the movie, his son ends up shooting somebody, and in the comic, like, he doesn't. And throughout the whole time in both of them, that's what they're trying to avoid, and that's what they don't want to happen. And, you know, I just, something, I guess, that just kind of tainted this movie for me and everything that it stands for. And Tom Hanks, he's kind of a bad guy, but kind of a good guy. It's definitely a moral ambiguous role for him, which is great. And, you know, we've talked about how I'm down to see Tom Hanks as a villain more. But in this one, he is almost like a Jack Murdock from Daredevil type character, where he's good in these scenes. He's a good guy in these scenes with his kid around, but when his kid's not around, he's a bad guy. And it just doesn't really work with Tom Hanks, unfortunately. And that's sad. And just his back and forth, you know, with Paul Newman, just with everybody, just the whole way the movie works. It just doesn't do it for me. And again, a bad Tom Hanks movie is like, leftover pizza, you know. Hey, it's still good. You know, the worst Tom Hanks movie is still better than 99% of the other movies out there. I actually asked my friends on Facebook this question because I was having trouble with it. And I had never seen people get so divided. Even when there's like political talk and stuff, you had people on there saying that The Money Pit was the worst, or that Turner and Hooch, or Joe versus Volcano, Bonfire of the Vanities. But, you know, I think all of those have kind of grown into to have their own appreciation, not like cult classic necessarily, but to actually have appreciation. You know, what other people were throwing out, like Elvis Has Left the Building, Charlie Wilson's War. A lot of people did say Cloud Atlas, but I feel like just not quite, you know. I feel like Cloud Atlas is the easy scapegoat here, and that's why I'm not going to go with it. And I'm going to say Road to Perdition is my least favorite / worst Tom Hanks movie. That's how it is. That's how the cookie crumbles. Let me know, what is there a Tom Hanks movie you don't like? Or am I just wrong and all of his movies are stellar and amazing and Road to Perdition is the best thing ever? You can listen in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media. You can find us, just look for The Night Nerd, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, anywhere. We're out there. We'd love to hear from you. Or if you want to get into a longer discussion, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I enjoy hearing from everybody. It's a lot of fun talking to people. Make sure you click that little subscribe button down there, whatever you're listening to, whether it be Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, anything. That way you get not only this show, but also DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. Lots of great things going on everywhere on the network. But that's going to do it for us. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.